So let's work together to make sure that it's not entitlement, but our earned benefits come back to us.
Citizens stood in chilly, rainy weather Monday. They called on federal lawmakers not to make cuts in Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid as Congress deals with the fiscal cliff. Richard Lippis is president of the Western New York Labor Federation.
30 years we've been victimized by trickle-down economics. The election of 2012, if it didn't say anything, it at least said the following: trickle-down economics don't work, they should end, and we should start using the money that should come properly from the wealthiest Americans to rebuild this country.
This rally also spanned generations. Not only those who are close to receiving retirement and Social Security are concerned. UB graduate student Caden Mack is with the Coalition for Economic Justice.
The first should be obvious. Our parents are getting older, they're retiring, and we see what's happening to their Social Security. My mother is a retired school teacher. She retired a year and a half ago, and she's on Social Security disability. Her pension was destroyed by the stock market crash. Social Security disability is just about the only thing she has going for her, that and whatever money I make, right?
Mack says as a member of the younger generation, he must join this fight.
I say, why? Of course young people care about the fiscal cliff, because the things that are being decided now are the things that we're going to have to live with for the next 40, 50, 60, hopefully 70 years. Who knows?
Locally, workers say any cuts to benefits for Medicare and Medicaid would directly impact workers at area nursing homes. Patty DeVinny is coordinator of the Western New York Area Labor Federation. She's especially concerned with talk of extending the age for retirement for healthcare workers.
And to say to them, we're going to extend out your eligibility age to 67 is just, it's a crime. It would be a crime to do to people who really have a hard time even making it to retirement age.
MoveOn.org also joining this fight, delivering petitions to Senator Schumer, asking that the Western New York federal delegation honor their commitment to voters. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.